Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
At Mueller, we care about our customers and strive to provide the top quality products and personal service they deserve. Hear about Bill and Kathy's experience in choosing a Mueller metal roof for their new home.
This was our retirement forever home. We wanted to make sure we had good quality. Doing our research, we found Mueller's warranty, their reputation, and the quality of their building materials is what we wanted.
Mueller was very supportive.
Our salesman really listened to what our dream was. We trusted him.
Working with Mueller was great. They were very professional. You could count on them.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our extensive roofing photo gallery to find the perfect Mueller roof for your home. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America and made to last.
Well, we had a pretty good day for the cattle futures market. The feeders ended up $1.05 higher in August at 157.40. So we're still above the critical moving averages, the 50 and 20 day here, but we're still below that 160 level. It seems like that August feeders just keeps bouncing up above it or bouncing up to it and selling back off at least over the last 10 days or so. So that's a little bit of resistance. The Septembers were up 72 at 159.80. It feels like the feeder cattle market is really just trying to wait until this report tomorrow to see what direction the corn goes to find new direction for the feeder cattle. The live cattle is up 45 in June at 122.55. The August 32 higher at 121.92. Yesterday's cash market looked like 22 to 24 or so in the cash up north, which is pretty good. So it was a little bit of a surprise. Keep in mind, tomorrow is the last trading day for the June live cattle here at 122.55. Then August becomes the front month. August is 121.92, down 32. Yesterday, the box beef market was down to about $7, which was a pretty big slide for one day. But being as high as it is, it's really not that much of a surprise that it has come down. And today's hog market was up $2.02 at 106.97. The August up 85 at 103.62.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock is proud to present the Week in the Rockies, number 33, July 5th through the 8th in Loveland, Colorado. It'll be seen live on Dish Network 997, SLA-TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction will start each morning at 8 a.m. Central Time. 188,000 head of cattle to be sold in the Week in the Rockies sale. More details at SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Today's corn futures were about a penny higher in most months. July, on the other hand, was really strong, up 19 at 694.5. The bean market anywhere from two lower to three higher. The wheat in Chicago was down 4 to 6. Kansas City wheat unchanged, a penny lower to a penny higher. The big windup on today's trading session is kind of the calm before the storm, before tomorrow's storm. This June 30th report is a really big one. We've talked about it for a long time. The mark is prepared for this day, but it's quarterly stocks and then the planted acres. Quarterly stocks as of June 1st for wheat are estimated at 859 million bushels. Last year it was 1.02, so a little bit tighter for wheat. Corn, 4.144 billion bushels. Last year was just over 5 billion. Soybean, 787. Last year was 1.381. So we're tighter than we were last year on all three categories. The other part is the acreage estimates. The corn acres are about 93.8 million acres. Last year it was 90.8. Soybeans, 88.9. Last year, 83.08. So about 5 million more soybean acres. All wheat, 45.6 million. Last year was 44. So wheat acres, corn acres, bean acres, all higher. And that report comes out tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.